Welcome back. 1234, 1260 WRC. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. And, oh, it's Philip Schwartz time. Yes, Philip is a Washington Times investigative reporter, and every Friday he brings me the good news and the bad news with the Golden Hammer Award of the Week for Waste, Fraud, and Abuse. Today is no exception. Hello, Philip.
Hi, Andy.
All right, the winner?
Flashback to the past. FEMA.
FEMA.
Federal Emergency Management Agency.
Yeah, yeah. All right, what'd they do?
They are still finding ways to waste money with disaster recovery funds, especially cleanup after Hurricane Katrina down in Louisiana and
That's
Mississippi.
That's been like 10 years ago.
Yep, I know. It's a little sad that they're still working on this and still wasting money 10 years later.
All right, taxpayer money being spent and wasted, how much are we talking?
Well, the estimate is about $18 million.
Oh, is that all?
Yep. Yep, just pocket change, right?
Yeah.
So basically what's happening is that FEMA has a grant program for people that want to move out of their damaged or destroyed buildings and into new ones.
Okay.
So, you know, if your building gets destroyed by a hurricane, they'll help you move someplace else. You know, maybe someplace that's less likely to be hit by a hurricane, someplace that's not in a floodplain. So the idea is to try and move more people out of some of these, you know, hazardous zones that mm-hmm. are probably going to be hit by a hurricane again.
Okay, and they can't afford to do it because everything they have is tied up in the existing building, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
So what happens? The government steps in to help.
The government steps in to help, and they give a grant to help you purchase a new building.
Okay.
And get you set up there.
All right.
But if you sell the old building uh-huh. or you lease the old building or anything like that, generate any kind of revenue,
right,
that money is supposed to go to the government first to help cover its costs. And then you get the rest.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense. You're paying back the advance that the government gave you.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And it's supposed to be a relatively sort of budget-neutral program that the government gets recouped on its funds.
Sure. Sounds good to me. What happened?
So FEMA only keeps track until the person moves into the new building. Once they move into the new building, FEMA says, okay, case closed, and leaves. So after FEMA leaves, if they sell the old building, those people keep all the money from it without giving any to the government whatsoever.
Well, how did that happen? Somebody dropped the ball somewhere, right?
Yeah.
I'm sure there have been many firings.
Well, yeah. FEMA said that they would look into possibly changing this.
Yeah.
But, you know, but they said in their response, the current system is that, you know, once FEMA considers the case closed, the people have no responsibility to report anything to the federal government.
All right. Now, you bring up one case in point, and it dealt with a Catholic charity.
Yeah.
What did they do?
Well, this was just sort of the textbook example that investigators gave.
Right.
FEMA gave them $5.5 million to move to a new location.
Right.
Their old building, the retail value is estimated to be $5.9 million if they sell it.
Okay.
And so if they sell it, FEMA should get its $5.5 million back, and the Catholic charity will get to keep $400,000.
That makes sense.
But FEMA has went ahead and closed that case already. So the Catholic charity is going to get all of the money, all $5.9 million, when it sells the building.
Wow. All right. So they cashed in big time on
they
this.
They did.
And I understand that there's a casino operation looking at the old place?
And that's the problem. I mean, you say, you know, the Catholic charity with $5.9 million, that doesn't sound that bad.
Yeah.
But the thing that happens is that means that FEMA is spending more money. They're going to have less to be able to help other people.
Yeah.
You know, if FEMA is able to recoup their costs, they can help more people.
Yeah.
The other thing that's happening, people are deliberately waiting to sell their old buildings until FEMA leaves. So that way they can keep all the money themselves.
I gotcha.
And this is really slowing down the recovery process because, like, the casinos and hotels you mentioned are interested in buying the old Catholic charity building to turn into hotel space and to renovate. And that's going to help, you know, the coast recover.
Sure.
It's going to bring in tax revenue, tourism. But because people are waiting until FEMA leaves, it's taking years until old properties are turned over.
All right. Now, one more thing. this is just a small sample, this 18 million. It could be a whole lot larger, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. This was just 30 examples that investigators looked at in the state of Mississippi alone.
Okay.
So this isn't counting any other areas devastated by Katrina, and it's not counting any similar programs that, you know, Hurricane Sandy or any other disaster program. So this could be a lot more money.
Mm-hmm. All right, very good. Congratulations to FEMA. Well, maybe not. This week's winner of the Washington Times Golden Hammer Award. Good work as usual. Thank you, Philip.
Thanks.
Philip Schwartz, investigative reporter here at the Washington Times. It's Andy Parks live from the Washington Times on 1260 WRC. We'll go to the White House next and check in with Dave Boyer. Stay tuned.